If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and also at your favorite podcast platform. And just look for Catholic Audio Media on any other podcast platform. Or on Spotify, it's three words, whereas everyone else, it's one word. Everywhere else, it's one word. And don't forget, you can also hear us on our parish website, stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. Well, it is, in fact, the first week of Lent. We're here on Thursday, and we've been talking about making Lent really special this year by not focusing on just turning from sin or a bad habit, but turning towards the Lord and growing closer to Him. So that's really what you want to do. And I talked about early in the week of like that that image of the castle where there is the anteroom, and you want to imagine the anteroom where, as St. Teresa of Avila discussed in her book, The Interior Castle, the first two rooms have these reptiles. There's lots of them in the first room and a lot less in the second room, but that represents that worldliness that is there. And so she talks about that, but a lot of times in Lent, people focus on just that aspect, turning away from sin or giving up a bad habit, but she calls us to a deeper level inside her interior castle. Well, that's what we want to be focusing on Lent per se, is drawing closer to the Lord, which means our focus should not just be on turning from sin or a bad habit, because you can be an atheist and do that. But you want to draw closer to the Lord. So one of the things we've been talking about this week is focusing on fostering some form of silence, maybe for only a few minutes, but some form of silence. Remember, the silence part is in yourself. So, for example, if you're sitting down and even you're quietly speaking to the Lord in prayer, that's a form of silence. Or you're doing something that is very silent, but allowing you to be open to the Lord. Okay, so that means unless you're using an e-reader, don't get involved during this time in your electronics. So don't bring your electronics to your time of silence. And that includes, by the way, silencing your phone. That's important. If you're only doing this for a few minutes, then silencing your phone shouldn't be too difficult. If you're doing it for time where you want to make sure people reach you, well, you may not be able to silence your phone, but if you can, do so. And one of the best tools to do that, by the way, is to put your phone on airplane mode. That's one of the best tools, because then people can't get a hold of you because you're on airplane mode. And that's important. But you don't want any interruptions. So the only electronics you want to bring would be an e-reader if you happen to not be someone who uses books. If you use books, that's good. And so it's not the time to listen or use your phone or to look up things or anything unless it's an e-reader. And then what you want to do is you want to maybe do some spiritual reading. Now, one of the things to keep in mind about spiritual reading is it's not done to finish the book. It's very important. I've started reading New Seeds of Contemplation again, and I've read it many times, but you read it slowly. So whether you're reading scripture or whether you're reading spiritual reading, and I'll talk about scripture later, You don't read it to finish the book. You read it to maybe find a passage that strikes you and to reflect upon it, to write about it, to do something like that. But don't, your idea is if you have a 100-page book and you say, well, if I read 10 pages a day, I can have this done in 10 days. Well, that's not spiritual reading. That's reading to get the book finished, which is, that's fine too, but you want to read bit by bit. Maybe you may go through an entire page. Maybe you may go through only a sentence. That's spiritual reading. It's allowing whatever is written on the page to touch you. Now, one of the most important aspects of spiritual reading is who you are reading. And that's important. You can read fiction, by the way, in spiritual reading. You can read, there's great fiction writers. You can also read good spiritual reflections and instructions and everything else that's nonfiction. You can do both, but you want to have someone who is worth reading. So let me get back to that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So I have a suggestion for you. Always keep in mind you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every Sunday. That is our chanted Mass. I chant the Mass parts and the people chant in response. So it's very good. Now, if you're looking for a church to experience, and even one you say, I want to be part of, I want to help build this church, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. And that is, maybe you're not ready to contribute to the collection. That's fine. Just come and your presence is a contribution as well. But just come and sit down and attend Mass and, see what you think. And so if you feel self-conscious about not putting anything in the collection basket, here's what I ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, remember, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. Doesn't go for any other church or any other parish. But if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to say, well, I want to experience what's going on at St. Anthony in Allston, come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And remember, we are conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. But don't throw the stone. And don't forget our website, stanthonyalston.org. That's ST for St. AnthonyAlston.org. So when you're doing spiritual reading, you want to make sure you have good spiritual reading. So it can't just be anything. It doesn't, by the way, have to be Catholic either. There are some great spiritual readers who are not Catholic. And for those of you who are not Catholic, say, well, what about other great Catholic spiritual readers or spiritual writers? Of course there are. So, but you, what you want is some good solid spiritual reading that helps you to deepen your relationship with Christ. And that's important. Now, I have talked about in the past, and maybe one of the things I should add, you know, people, our church sometimes gets split between, well, they're the traditionalists or they're the liberals or stuff. Throw all that stuff away, because there is a very traditional publisher. It's called Tan Books, and I know some people that find it to be very traditional. But you know what Tan Books, which is fine, there's nothing wrong with that. But you know what Tan Books is known for? Publishing the writings of saints and the actual writings. One of the things I always like to bring out is read the writings of saints before you read the writings about saints. The reason is because you have what the saint actually says. And that's an important distinction. So read the writings of saints before you read the writings about saints. Another thing to keep in mind that's really important, and that is the understanding that the writings of saints are from obviously previous eras, sometimes previous millennia. So they may have some very important spiritual points, but some of the things they may say, you go, it would be, you know, something that we wouldn't express it the same way today. Well, that's the reality of you reading people from another time. Like one of my favorite examples of spiritual writers is St. Alphonsus Liguori. Great book, How to Converse with God, which I'd recommend to you. How to Converse with God. Great book. A wonderful thing to read, but first of all, he was not American, and secondly, he died 2 years before the U.S. Constitution was ratified. So we're talking someone who's written 300 years ago almost, and therefore we're understanding that that context and our context is going to be different. I think it's in that book. It's in one of his books. He talks about getting leached, how important that is. So we definitely can see that. So we look at that understanding of just know that when you read the writings of saints, you're going to find something written from a long time ago that may not match how we express things today, but that's just the reality. Another thing to realize when you're looking at all that and understanding that is many of the early spiritual writers were writing to monks and to nuns. These are people who are in monasteries, which the average person is not. So you want to be careful of taking that, you know, monastic way of living and saying, well, we can live that here. Well, actually, you can't. And that's an important consideration. And you weren't supposed to. You're not supposed to. Monastery living is a certain kind of living. And so the spiritual principles are there, and that's important. But you can't live as a monk because you weren't called to live as a monk. So just be aware of those two counsels that I'm giving you in regards to that. But there are some great spiritual writers so over the centuries. So consider that. And again, remember, you're not reading to finish the book. You're reading maybe to finish the paragraph in all of Lent. We'll see. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.